Magandang tanghali! Alamin ang mga serbisyong para sa atin at serbisyong maaaring ibalik sa ating pamantasang hirang. Kasamang UP Office of the Vice Chancellor for Community Affairs. Dito sa Radyo Ble, at your service!
Magandang umaga po. Ang oras ngayon ay 12:04 sa hapon.
Tanghali
at,
na!
Tanghali! Ayan, at ito po ang Radyo Oble at your service. Ako po si Matt Yador.
At ako naman po si Faith Navarro. Ang programang ito ay hatid sa inyo ng DZUP 1602 at ng Office of the Vice Chancellor for Community Affairs. Kung nami-miss nyo na si Dr. Nestor Castro, maya-maya lamang po ay makakasama natin siya dito sa ating programa. Mm-hmm. Matt, ano nga ba ang Radyo Oble?
Ang Radyo Oble at your service ay isang programa na umi-air every Tuesday 12 to 1 kung saan pwedeng malaman ng mga estudyante tungkol sa mga services na meron ang UP at ang OVCSA.
Mm-hmm. Siyempre, hindi lang mga estudyante ang nakikinig sa atin, mm-hmm, pero nandiyan ang komunidad ng UP, ang mga professors at mga empleyado, ganun na rin. Online tayo eh. Streaming, live streaming tayo online sa www.dzup.org. Kaya napapakinggan tayo sa buong mundo at ganun din sa DZP 1602 kHz sa inyong radio sets. Matt, ano bang pag-uusapan natin ngayong tanghaling ito?
Ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay ang well, recently kasi nangyari ang parangal para sa programang pang-extension, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
At isa sa mga nanalo ng awards ay ang UPMSI Bulinaw Marine Laboratory Training and Extension Program, or mm-hmm, simply BML, di ba? Ang mm-hmm, Bulinaw Marine Laboratory.
Pero para sa ating mga tagapakinig na wala sa loob ng Universidad ng Pilipinas, ano ba tong parangal na nabanggit mo, Matt?
Ayan, so sabi dito sa primer nila, ang parangal para sa programang pang-extension is awarded to extension programs which have exhibited exemplary and significant contributions to the achievement of the vision mission of the unit and the university. So bale, yung mga nagawaran ng parangal na ito ay mga programang nakapagtulong sa sa mga goals ng university.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At dalawa yung parangal, yung pinaparangalan na mga kategorya. Yung isa ay Extension Programs of Degree Granting Units at ang isa naman ay Extension Programs of Non-Degree Granting Units. At maswerte tayo sa tanghaling ito dahil kasama natin ang project head ng isa sa mga nakakuha ng parangal na ito.
Tama. Ang kasama natin ngayon ay si Dr. Cecilia G. Conaco, ang Deputy Director po ng BML. Magandang hapon po.
Good afternoon.
At ang napanalunan na parangal ng BML ay ang unit na nagkakaloob ng degree. Tama po ba?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Para po sa ating lahat, kahit po para sa amin ni Matt, actually po honestly, narinig ko lang po ang BML nitong nitong parangal. Pero ano po ba, Dr. Conaco, ang ginagawa ng Bulinaw Marine Laboratory?
Okay. Well, ang Bulinaw Marine Lab, it's the marine station of the Marine Science Institute. It's essentially like a UP campus in Bulinaw, Pangasinan. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a field station, but we actually also, it's a full facility. We mm-hmm. can do lab work, we can do culture mm-hmm. work, a lot of different things. So it's like a whole, para siyang its own institute, mm-hmm. all the way, 6 hours away from Manila.
Oh. How long has it been there? How long has the Bulinaw Marine Laboratory been there?
Well, it was founded, I think, sometime in the early 80s. Mm. So, medyo bata pa siya.
Mm. And sinabi niyo before we started, no, na medyo recently lang kayo din naging deputy director po.
Right.
sino po yung director prior to?
The one before me was Dr. Ronald Villanueva.
Mm-hmm.
So Sha was, I think he was deputy director for 5 years before I took over.
Mm-hmm. Bakit po napili na sa Bulinaw po tayo magkaroon ng ganitong isang institute?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the major reasons was we were, when Dr. Gomez, the founder of the Marine Science Institute, was looking for a place to have the marine station in Luzon, naghanap sila nung area na maganda yung location, there's accessible, there's an interesting marine ecosystem that's available for researchers, but also kasi it was an area that was donated by Jacobo Clave to the university for that particular purpose. So, parang a confluence of factors, and it's a really suitable area to do a lot of the work that we do.
Doon po sa Parangal, napansin po namin yung mga photos ng BML na madalas doon merong mga giant clams. Ano po ba ang papel ng mga giant clams sa inyong researches?
Giant clams. So the giant clams, I guess, I could say that they essentially built the Bulinaw Marine Lab. So ito yung pinakaunang parang project that Dr. Gomez started in Bulinaw. So it's a conservation-minded sort of work na kasi nung time na yon in the 70s, early 80s, basically the clams were locally extinct. Halos wala na sila. And so the goal of that initial project was to bring them back, to learn how to grow them, to take care of them, and then to eventually be able to restock them all over the Philippines. So right now we've expanded. Ang laki-laki ng population ng giant clams in Bulinaw, and it's become not just a research attraction but also attraction for tourists.
Pwede po ba tayong pumunta sa mas specific na mga projects po ng BML? Ano-ano po ba ito, Dr. Canaco?
Marami. So we do a lot of the work that we do at Bulinaw, yung mga madaling makita, are culture-based work. So we try to develop methods, techniques to grow different types of marine organisms like the giant clams that I mentioned, but also now we're doing sea cucumbers, seaweeds, meron din dati sea urchins, and now we're also trying to grow corals. So all of these techniques that we develop, the goal really is to be able to produce the organisms so that they can either be used for conservation purposes, like restocking populations na depleted, or also to support yung mga local communities. So the babies that we produce eventually go out to the farmers or
ano yung mga populations na medyo delikado at this point in time?
You mean of marine animals?
Yeah.
Well, marami. I mean the corals, syempre, di ba? That's always one thing. Due to overdevelopment probably of a lot of areas, coral reefs are getting degraded. Medyo in certain areas, ang liit na lang ng coral cover. So that's definitely one of those endangered things. But also animals that are sort of economically very important, like let's say the sea cucumbers, diba? There's a big market for those. Even the seaweeds, kasi they bring a lot of so parang economically valuable sila. So yun. So the goal, our goal is so that we learn how to grow them and maybe to learn how to manage to sustainably use these resources.
Sa Bulinaw lang po ba mayroong marine laboratory ang UP?
Sa ngayon, yes. Yes.
Pero meron po bang plans of having more facilities like this?
Well, it's always, I think it's one of Dr. Gomez's parang dreams is to really have a place, something like this, replicated in other areas. But maybe instead of the Marine Science Institute doing it ourselves, ang maganda is that we can sort of teach, we can train other people through our students or through our projects so that they can also sort of, you know, replicate this type of research facility in their areas. Kasi meron namang ibang universities na meron ding mga marine stations.
Pero iba't iba po ng mga objective.
Yes, iba-iba yung mga thrust ng kanilang research.
Nabanggit din po na ang BML ay nagsasagawa ng short-term courses for students, research managers, and local researchers. At ano po ba itong mga short-term courses na ito?
Depende. Paiba-iba kasi yan. It depends on a lot of the work kasi that we do run on projects. So, they're periodically funded. And a lot of the projects have a training component. So, for instance, a project that's focused on learning how to grow corals will have a training that's designed to teach students or other local communities or even government agencies sometimes how to transfer the technology to them. So yun yung mga klaseng training na sinasagawa namin. Ang pinaka-common though is the giant clam training workshops that we hold almost every year.
Kailangan pa po ba yun? Madami-dami na po palang giant clams.
It's ano siya, in a lot of areas of marami na kami na restock, diba? So marami nang mga areas in the Philippines that have clams if you guys have gone scuba diving or snorkeling. But there's still areas na parang hindi pa bumabalik yung populations where they used to be a lot. So we always get requests for the clams so that they can restock them in their reefs to bring biodiversity to the area, to enhance biodiversity, but also parang to make the reefs more interesting for ecotourism purposes. So maraming requests coming from mga resorts, mga local government units in different areas na interested na mag-alaga ng sarili nilang clams. So that yan yung isa sa pinaka parang in demand na training workshops that we hold. Yun.
Pwede po ba yung sa aquarium?
sa bahay.
Ngayon po, napakilala na sa atin ni Dr. Cunaco kung ano ba yung Bolinao Marine Laboratory. Sa pagbabalik naman natin, kilalanin natin kung sino ba yung mga taong nasa likod nito. Dito lang yan sa Radio Obli at Your Service sa DZP 1602. Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Pagyamanin ang kaalaman tungkol sa iyong kalusugan at maging handa laban sa anumang karamdaman. Dahil ang kalusugan mo'y mahalaga. Your health matters. Tuwing Martes, alas 4 hanggang alas 5 ng hapon, Health Matters. Dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Inihahandog ng UP College of Social Work and Community Development ang Bulawan Concerto para sa Eskolar ng Bayan sa May 19, 6 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. sa UP Amphitheater. Maghanda na para sa isang gabing puno ng kasiyahan at awitan na handog para sa lahat ng mga eskolar ng bayan. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, tumawag lang sa 926-2308 o 929-2477 o magpadala ng email sa cswcd@upd.edu.ph. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP CSWCD sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ay naku, tama yan. I-push mo yan. Push lang ng push.
Go, go, go! Final push!
Ray!
Excuse you!
Maganda yung pang-motivate sa paggawa, pero hindi sa pila. Imbis na ulo ang painitin, pasensya at pang-unawa ang pairalin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Radyo Oble, at your service!
Magandang hapon, nagbabalik po ang Radyo Oble at your service. Ang oras ngayon ay 12:18 ng hapon. Ako po si Matt Cador.
Ako po si Faith Navarro. Para rin po kay Dr. Nestor Castro, ang ating Vice Chancellor for Community Affairs. Siyempre, hatid sa inyo to ng Office of the Vice Chancellor for Community Affairs at ng DZUP 1602. At ipagpatuloy po natin ang ating usapan kasama ang Program Head ng UP MSI Bolinao Marine Laboratory Training and Extension Program na si Dr. Cecilia G. Cunaco. Magandang tanghali po muli, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
At napag-usapan natin kanina kung ano nga ba ang Bolinao Marine Laboratory o BML. Ngayon naman po, sino po ba ang mga tao sa likod ng BML?
Well, BML has a very small, parang permanent staff. We have our admin people, and then we have mga staff there that take care of the facilities. Mm-hmm. Our running seawater facility, our boatmen are there. Mm-hmm. Yung mga scientists namin are also the faculty of the Marine Science Institute. Mm-hmm. So we travel back and forth all the time. And then we have all our students, yun yung, mm-hmm. and research assistants. Yun yung mainstays namin sa lab.
Mm-hmm. Ngayon po, sa Bolinao pa to, bakasyon sa malayong lugar. Actually, trabaho sa malayong mm-hmm. lugar. Paano niyo po nagagawa na ipag-juggle yung load sa sa mga classes at din sa research sa Bolinao?
It's tough, but you know, we try to make it work. Ang maganda kasi sa Bolinao is we also do teaching. Mm-hmm. So if some of us are, kunyari ako, I'm based there a lot of the time. I also do my classes there, so I take my class there. Mm-hmm. We do field work, we do lab work. So mm-hmm. parang ano na siya, we just do everything there para konti yung travel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So bali pina field trip niyo na rin yung ano,
yes,
yung students
exactly,
niyo.
Field trip plus lab work.
Mm-hmm. Sabi niyo po meron pang mga non-scientists kayong kasama doon. So sila naman po, paano sila na babalikan naman ang serbisyo ng UP maliban pa po sa sahod?
So yung mga projects namin are funded by different mga agencies, so mm-hmm. mostly DOST. Uh-huh. So yun yung mga nakakapag-employ kami ng mga locals as mm-hmm. laboratory aides, hatchery aides, mm-hmm. and divers. Mm-hmm. Ang mga UP staff lang talaga sa Bolinao are some of our boatmen and our admin staff. Mm-hmm. So we have somebody who's dedicated to taking care of the clams. We have one mm-hmm. who takes care of all the reservations. Mm-hmm. So the rest, they're all supported by the projects that sort of come and go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So actually, we really do need more people na ano, na naka-base doon.
So contractual ba yung ano, yung ibang mga workers doon, yung locals?
Like DZUP.
Yes, they are.
Like many units like po sa UP. Yeah. Ma'am, dito po sa BML, paano naman po nakakatulong yung mga estudyante mismo ng UP, maliban pa po dun sa pagdalaw nila for their field trips?
Well, paano nga ba sila makatulong? Perhaps through just coming to visit us and then spreading the word about what we do. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important. I'm surprised that not too many people know about mm-hmm. the Bolinao Marine Lab and the work that we do. It's easier, I think, when people understand yung parang implications of your work or mm-hmm. the effects mm-hmm. of your work, and to get the support that you need to get, you know, funding for the projects that you want to do and to support the people na mm-hmm. na kailangan ng project. So I think it's really just spreading the word about the work that we do at BML. Mm-hmm.
Maliban pa po sa challenge po pagdating sa dami ng tao na nagtatrabaho for BML. Ano pa po ang iba niyo pang mga hamon sa BML?
Mga hamon sa BML are, well, just like any institute, I imagine, medyo mahirap magpatakbo ng institute mm-hmm. on limited IOB, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really one of the biggest challenges because we're so far away mm-hmm. from the main, from the main campus, which means that a lot of our paperwork, you know, needs to travel mm-hmm. back and forth mm-hmm. as well to procure things, to get the help, the staff that we need takes a long mm-hmm. time. So I think it's the same issue as with any other institute, where if the process of doing all these things were streamlined mm-hmm. maybe and made more efficient, mas mapapadali ang buhay namin dun. Because especially when we do training, ang marami dyan, you know, we have to do, it's really a lot of looking for the cash to run mm-hmm. the actual mm-hmm. work. So ang hirap niyang gawin kasi minsan kami na maglalabas mm-hmm. ng own money. Or, just to make sure that the thing happens, because mm-hmm. otherwise you're waiting forever to get, you know,
Pero nakakompensate naman po kayo?
Well, yeah. Eventually, you know, how reimbursements work. Yeah.
Nabanggit niyo po yung streamlining. Sa isip niyo po ba, paano po ito magagawa?
Well, things like just hiring. Parang ang tagal mag-hire. I actually I am in need of 2 research assistants that will be based at BML right now kasi wala kaming staff to handle all of the visitors. Ang dami naming field trips, researchers come and go, and there's nobody to, you know, to do the usual orientation, pasyal-pasyal. And then on top of that, to work on keeping the labs in good condition. So that one has taken quite a long time already. The only other thing also is, you know, we also have to take care of the institutional things, the day-to-day running of things. Mm-hmm. So, yung mga pagbayad ng mga, di ba? Yung mga ganyan, yung mga utilities and things like that. We operate speedboats for all of our field work. We have to purchase the diesel or the gasoline for those boats. That's cash out from the institute that takes a while to turn around. So, maano siya? Meron siyang mga ganyan na requirements to ensure the parang smooth running of the facility. So I mean, I wouldn't object to there being a little more institutional support for the facility, being that it's really a big facility, and I think maybe it's a bit underutilized by other UP campuses. It would be nice maybe if the other units also brought their students there for hindi lang field trips, but you can also do your classes there if other faculty were interested.
Sino po bang pwedeng mag-apply as research assistants? Kailangan po ba ay from ano, from the College of Science
or from UP Diliman?
Not necessarily. Anybody, as long as they're eligible based on the UP requirements. Ang pinakamalaking challenge namin for BML is a lot of the kids don't want to be based there. It's really far away, diba? So once we find somebody who's willing to spend most of their time in Bulinao, gusto namin ma-hire na kagad because, you know, they're very difficult to find.
Saka nabanggit niyo po kanina yung mga scientist researchers niyo po ay dumarating na wala. Ano po ba ang nakikita niyong dahilan dito?
Ano naman siya, di kasi ang dami naming, for the Marine Science Institute, ang daming mga other duties or obligations that, you know, take our time. So, kasi diba laging tinatawagan, especially now with all of those other issues about our oceans, laging on call yung other members of the faculty, which means hindi na sila makakastay masyado sa BML. One of the things we would really like to have at the institute is yung parang in-house scientist, somebody who stays there and who oversees all of the science that's done. Not just somebody na nag-aalaga ng facility, but somebody who's actually guiding the work that's being conducted there.
Hindi lang naman po UP Diliman ang merong MSI, o meron pa po bang ibang UP units?
Other UP units also have related departments. Like in UP Visayas, they also have the marine science program, I believe, or ocean sciences, something like that. So, medyo similar din siya. And they also have a fisheries program.
So, Dr. Kanako, paano po, nag-coordinate po ba ang BML sa iba pang mga programs?
Well, for some of our projects, we do. So, we do work with other faculty, not just in UP, but in other universities as well. So, marami kaming collaborative projects. Pero in terms of yung, kasi in terms of overlap ng work, medyo iba yung focus nung sa other campuses kesa dun sa amin sa Bulinao.
At ano, nabanggit rin po kasi dito sa parangal na kayo rin po ay namamahala para sa Culture and Resource Management Technologies. Ano po ang ibig sabihin nito?
So, this one is essentially what I was mentioning earlier, yung being able to develop culture methods so that we can learn how to more effectively manage our resources. So, yung sa mga sea urchins, yung sa sea cucumbers, sa seaweeds, and other organisms that might be exploited for their economic value. We try to learn as much as we can about them, their biology, their ecology, how to grow them, how to take care of them. And then to impart that information, especially to yung mga local government units and the people who take care of, who manage the resources, mm-hmm. so that they understand how best to do that, to implement that.
Mm-hmm. Para pong tinatransfer yung technology sa kanila.
Right.
Po ba? Ano po yung challenge naman pagdating dito?
Pagdating sa transfer. Perhaps one of the things is yung ibang technologies are not as easily transferable kung hindi ready yung facilities nung paglilipatan, nung tinuturuan mo.
Mm-hmm.
But that's always a challenge kasi kailangan nga talaga nilang i-build up. For instance, if they need a flowing seawater facility, a hatchery, to grow whatever animal they want to grow, kailangan nila munang merong ganyan, mm-hmm. and to make sure that it's running well before any of the techniques that we teach them are going to work.
Mm-hmm. Ngayon po, sa Bolinaw po ba, isang community lang po ba yung... isang LGU lang po ba kayo nakikipag-coordinate, mm-hmm. o multiple communities?
For in BML, kasi it's in Bolinaw mismo, mm-hmm. So Bolinaw is our main parang collaborator.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kasi ano din yan, the coast is adjacent to Anda, mm-hmm. for instance, and then nearby is also Alaminos with 100 islands. So sometimes some of the work we do also spills over to those areas. So we also involve the Anda community.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to...
Natatrain yun na rin sila.
Yes. So we train them in both the giant clams but and the coral work that mm-hmm. we do.
Nako, napakarami palang trabaho na isang siyentista sa BML, no? At tamang-tama lang at naparangalan sila ngayong taon para sa parangal, para sa programang pang-extension.
Karapat-dapat na.
Sa tingin ko rin naman, yung mga ano, ibang mga finalists, karapat-dapat din, pero isa lang nga ang mapaparangalan bawat taon sa bawat category. Ngayon, pagpatuloy na lang natin maya-maya ang ating usapan, kasama pa rin si Professor Cecilia G. Conaco mula sa Bolinaw Marine Laboratory Training and Extension Program dito pa rin sa Radio Obli at Your Service sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Ito na ang programang kukumpleto sa Webes nyo.
Yun, yun!
Tampok ang mga boses, kwento at talento ng ating mga kawani, reps at mga guro ng bayan.
Yun, yun!
Tara na at pakinsa sa usapan para sa isang pamantasan at bansang masaya, masigla, malaya, makamamamayan at makabayan. Para sa isang tatakbo nyo na usapan, yun yun! Tuwing Huwebes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Pangit naman niya!
Hoy, taba!
Patpaten, hikain, ha!
Lampa!
Wala kang silbi!
Wala kang alam!
Umalis ka nga dyan! Saan to? Gusto mo?
Di ka kabilang sa amin!
Weirdo!
Loner!
Ito ang boses ng mga bully. Mapabata man o matanda, maaaring makaranas ng bullying o diskriminasyon, panlalait, pananakit at panghihiya. Ikaw, narinig mo ba boses mo? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Maya added the photo on the album, Vegan.
Like!
Patty is feeling beautiful today.
Share!
Anna is in a relationship.
Like, share, comment, like, share, comment, like, share, comment, like, share, comment.
Ehem, ehem. Huwag bastang maniwala sa nakikita sa social media. Maging mapanuri ng hindi maloko sa internet. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Radio Oble, at your service.
Magandang hapon. Ang oras ngayon ay 12:33 ng hapon at nagbabalik ang Radyo Oble at your service. Ako po si Matt Gador.
Ako po si Faith Navarro.
At kasama pa rin natin si Dr. Cecilia G. Conaco, ang Deputy Director ng Bolinao Marine Laboratory. Yes. Hello. Magandang hapon po.
For the third time. Dahil ikatlong bahagi na po ito ng Radyo Oble at your service. Balikan na po natin ang Bolinao Marine Laboratory Training and Extension Program. Sa mga anong paraan po na kikipag-ugnayan ang BML sa LGU sa Bolinao?
So we've basically kept a really close ties, I could say, with the Bolinao LGU. Mm-hmm. Sila yung recipient ng karamihan ng mga trainings namin, mm-hmm. including coastal management, yung sa mga harmful algal blooms, mm-hmm. And monitoring of the water conditions. But apart from that, very recently, we sort of had some talks about them taking a more active role in helping us take care of our clams. So off of mga 30 minutes away from the main lab itself, we have our ocean nursery where we have the tens of thousands of giant clams. Mm-hmm. And dahil sa extent nung dami nila, medyo nahihirapan na kami na take care dun sa clams. So something we're trying to work out is to involve the local community there to help us take care of the clams, make sure that they have space.
Parang nursery talaga.
Nursery talaga siya. Na ano sila, na malinis yung clams. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, to maybe see if there's a way wherein the community can earn, you know, from tourists who come to and they do come to visit. Mm-hmm. We see them sometimes when we're out on field. So parang they get some benefit, but at the same time they can help us with the taking care of that facility. In return, parang very recently then Bolinao has passed this resolution where they call themselves now the giant clam capital, mm-hmm. of the Philippines, given that that's where most of the clams that you see all over the Philippines come from. And so parang it's just exciting to see that the community is now sort of taking also ownership. They're mm-hmm. proud of having mm-hmm. the clams there. They understand why they're important. But right now, I think the challenge would be to work out a way wherein it's actually an established, there's an established procedure for us to be able to help each other out. Mm-hmm. So, yan yung isang exciting thing that we're working on.
Kanina pa po natin binabanggit yung giant clams. Ano po bang giant clams? Ano po bang gamit nito?
Ano nga ba?
Bakit po kailangan paramihin? Kinakain po ba ito?
Well, in certain areas, they're a traditional food. So in certain parts of the Philippines, they're still eaten. And I think even now, they still eat some of our clams. Mm-hmm. Although it's not legally allowed. Mm-hmm. So there's laws against collecting and mm-hmm. selling and eating, mm-hmm. you know, getting the clams because they are endangered. So these giant clams are really pretty animals. Mm-hmm. They're iconic because they are very well recognized, right? So you see them like in the churches, yung parang sa holy water lalagyan. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So that's a giant clam shell. They're also useful for the ecosystem because mm-hmm. they're like corals. They build the reef. Mm-hmm. They also make nutrients for the reef because they have photosynthetic. Mm-hmm. So they can make food from sunlight kasi meron silang algae living in their tissues. Just mm-hmm. like corals, they have algae in their tissues that help make food from sunlight. So they're solar powered. And then at the same time, they can also filter the seawater. So parang nililinis nila yung dagat. So they have a lot of benefits to having them on your reef. Apart from that, they're because of their sheer size, the shells attract a lot of, you know, it's prime parang real estate for other mm-hmm. things to stick mm-hmm. to. So you have more corals sticking there, other organisms seek shelter in the clams. So it enhances biodiversity. Mm-hmm. So they're really quite important. On the reef.
Mm-hmm. Aside from the mention niyo po na kinakain siya in some mm-hmm. areas, no. So, mm-hmm. but aside from the people na kinukuha siya to eat them, what challenges para ano yung
fish? Nanakaw po ba? Laki kasi, nanakaw po ba sila?
Paminsan-minsan, there is still some there's still some thinking of clams. Mm-hmm. Mga reports na mga shells na wala ng laman. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there's issues in sometimes we have tourists that come and they don't know how to sort of behave themselves mm-hmm. when they're there in that area because it's very shallow. Minsan may mga tumatalon na susugat because the shells are quite sharp. Mm-hmm. And then minsan also, which we try to dissuade people from lifting up the clams, mm-hmm. which can be harmful to them. So we want
harmful to the clams to or the to the people.
Okay, because they're so big, you know, mm-hmm. their tissues are so big. So we want to have a way wherein people can come and visit, appreciate the clams, but at the same time to sort of be responsible tourists. So yun yung yun lang naman yung gusto namin. So we've tried to work with the local community to make sure na alam nila yung mga do's and don'ts mm-hmm. when you're visiting the clam area.
Meron po ba kayong mga tagabantay sa community?
Yun yung sa ngayon, wala pa. Mm-hmm. So it's an open area, but it's been placed in front of what's called Silaki Island, and there's a community there. Mm-hmm. Kaya lang the way it is right now, parang wala pa silang say, hindi sila officially na inatasang magbantay. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to work it out with the local government of Bulinaw na mabigyan sila ng parang authority to mm-hmm. to watch over that particular area.
Dito naman po sa mismong BML, sa paanong paraan po ba nagkakaroon ng funds ang laboratory?
Well, BML is sort of self-sustaining. Mm-hmm. Our utilities are supported by the University of the mm-hmm. Philippines. But yung mga day-to-day things like taking care of the accommodations, mm-hmm. Yung pagpapatakbo ng mga speedboat and maintenance, we get that back from the rentals that people pay.
Rentals po ng
speedboat mm-hmm. if they go out on field. Rentals ng mga scuba gear if they mm-hmm. borrow from mm-hmm. us, and then they also pay for accommodation, so if they stay at our mm-hmm. dorms. So it all goes back to the maintenance funds of mm-hmm. the institute.
Mm-hmm. Pati po yung mga nag-field trip, meron din pong fee, pero very minimal po.
Yes, so for visitors, like the ones who come on field trips, tsaka yung mga minsan may mga tourists who just mm-hmm. suddenly show up, we charge them a very small fee, mm-hmm. Which goes back again to the BML earnings to help in maintenance of the facility.
Pero wala po kayong direct programs for tourists?
Sa BML mismo? Mm-hmm. Wala kaming actual, so we don't have any sort of real programs. Mm-hmm. Ang pinakamadalas lang sa amin is we get requests for field trips from mm-hmm. different schools, iba-ibang agencies, and then we show them around the facility. Aside from that, kasi wala kaming staff talaga mm-hmm. to handle such,
mga ilan lang po ba kayo doon? May stay-in po doon? Ano?
Yeah, we have yung permanent staff namin who run the institute over there. Mga sampo, mga ganyan lang.
Konti lang.
Yeah. So, mahirap talaga for them. But the nice thing is when we get these visitors na sobrang dami minsan, the research assistants and students all pitch in to help mm-hmm. yung show and tell mm-hmm. dun sa mga experiments nila. So, minsan okay lang din naman. But there are really times of the year na ang bigat nung, ang dami kasing gustong mag-visit.
Di kaya pwede mga tourist dives, yung mga may scuba diver kayo na in-house tapos.
Pwede. Yun diba? Nga, ang dami nga, yung mga posible na sana if we had yung mga well-established mm-hmm. para mechanisms wherein we can work with the local community mm-hmm. and to take, like yung mga boatmen kasi alam na nila kung paano pumunta dun sa mga interesting areas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, maybe eventually. We can get to that stage.
So, pagbabalik po natin, tanungin po natin si BML Deputy Director Dr. Cecilia Conaco kung bakit nga ba nagustuhan niya na mag-silbi bilang Deputy Director ng BML. Ano bang nakaka-enjoy dito sa trabahong to? Meron pa bang gustong sumunod bilang Deputy Director nito? So, pagbabalik po yan ang Radio Oble at your service sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka! Halika na't makinig
Yakan, Tausug, Bajaw, Ilanon, Jama Mapun, Calagan. Kilala mo ba sila?
Sila? Oo naman. Sila lang naman ang ilan sa mga kilalang Muslim tribes sa Pilipinas.
Ah, yun pala. Galing. Ngayon, alam ko na.
Tara, magsalam radyo na. Abangan at alamin ang makulay na kultura at musika, isyu at advokasya ng Islam. Hatid sa inyo ng UP Institute of Islamic Studies.
Ito ang natatanging programa para sa Muslim, Islam at iba pa.
Salam Radyo! Tuwing Martes, alauna hanggang alas 2 ng tanghali.
Dito sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Inihahandog ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino ang pambansang reorientasyon sa panitikan mula May 17 hanggang May 19 sa La Consolacion College, Lungsod ng Bacolod, Negros Occidental. Nagkakahalaga na 2,300 pesos ang registration fee, kit at pagkain. Tara na at sumali sa dalawang araw na diskusyon tungkol sa pambansang panitikan. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, i-contact si Dr. Edna Frehil sa 0927-270-6463 o magpadala lang ng email sa frehiledna@yahoo.com. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Nakakatamad naman magbasa ng libro. Mag-internet na lang kaya ako. Ah, ito maganda. Kasyang-kasya to sa 5-page paper ko.
Ang ganda nga ng homework mo. Hindi naman galing sa isip mo. Maging original. Tigilan ang pangongopya. Tigilan ang plagiarism. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Radyo Oble, at your service.
Nasa huling bahagi na po tayo ng Radyo Oble at your service. Oras po natin ay 12:46 na po ng tanghali. Ako po si Faith Navarro.
Ako po si Matt Gador. At kasama pa rin natin ang Deputy Director ng Bulinaw Marine Lab na si Dr. Cecilia G. Conaco.
Mm-hmm. Sayang, di na nakahabol si, ano, si Dr. Castro. Okay lang po, sir. Naintindihan po namin, nasa meeting pa po kayo.
Kung naririnig nyo kami, kaway-kaway dyan.
ngayon naman po, yung naiwan po nating tanong, sasagutin ni Dr. Conaco. Ano po ba ang na-enjoy nyo po sa BML, sa pagiging deputy director nito? At bakit po kayo, bakit nyo po nagustuhan na magsilbi sa ganitong paraan?
Well, actually, we're all just assigned to do this, mga admin work, right? Mm-hmm. Kasi kukunti lang ang Marine Science Institute faculty. Mm-hmm. I think we're less than 20. So, I guess nautusan. But nevertheless, enjoy naman mm-hmm. siya kasi ang ganda ng, maganda yung Bulinaw. Mm-hmm. The area is really relaxing. And it's interesting because there's so much diversity that you can actually explore. Mm-hmm. So marami kami nagagawang experiments kasi mm-hmm. fully equipped yung facility. So we can skip the meetings and just go on field work and then do our lab work. And I think it's also enriching for the students mm-hmm. na nakikita nila mismo kung paano ginagawa yung experiments. Hindi lang yung puro lecture.
Yeah. Ngayon po, sa tingin nyo, ano po yung pwedeng matutunan ng mga students na mag-field trip po dito sa BML na hindi nila matututunan kung nakatingin na sila sa textbook or sa Google?
Well, ang isa, I think something na talaga na-appreciate nila is the diversity of organisms. Mm-hmm. Yung aming marine science, yung introductory course to marine science namin na GE na tinuturo sa MSI, mm-hmm. we take our students there, we show them the different types of ecosystems all the way from yung mangrove area, seagrass area, tapos coral reefs. So parang na-appreciate nila yung pagkakaiba-iba nung mga ecosystems na to, and then we tell them about how everything's connected. I think that's always eye-opening for students.
Mm-hmm. Tsaka wow, creation. Daming species pala. 5 po ang species ng giant clams.
That we have.
Sa Bulinaw. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ngayon po, bilang BML Deputy Director, ano po ba yung vision nyo for the lab?
Well, I think the Bulinaw Marine Lab is really poised to become a leader in research. Mm-hmm. It's interesting kasi we get a lot of foreign scientists who want to work there, parang ang kulang is for us local scientists to want to go there and explore our own diversity. We're so busy kasi looking in other beautiful coral reefs all over the country. Pero ang maganda sa Bulinaw, it's really parang running lab na kasi siya. And my interest really is to help the lab become a facility where we can do even more cutting-edge work. Ang direction kasi ng karamihan, ng marami ng marine science work ngayon is really going towards more molecular biology approaches, chemistry, mga more molecules na yung tinitingnan. So yun yung magandang mangyari sa Bulinaw kasi super established na yung ability natin to grow organisms, to culture them. Now we can use these models to do more genetic work, that kind of stuff. And that's my bias just because that's my training. Pero
kung i-market nyo po sa mga nakikinig ngayon na pwedeng potential research assistant ang BML, paano nyo po ito ilalapit sa kanila?
Well, I don't know if it really even needs, I don't know,
advertising.
It needs advertising. it's just that the place is really very stimulating for somebody who's interested in marine biodiversity. And the fact that we're able to do a lot of exciting work, maybe not a lot of people sort of realize that. Ang Marine Science Institute really has tried to stay on top of its research game, but we do need help to push the bar even higher. And I think students are parang nakakatuwa silang katrabaho because they're not bogged down by all this. We can't do this. We can't do that. So they're still really excited, and it's nice to take them out to the reef where they can imagine their own research problems.
And actually, napaka rich ng Philippines sa biodiversity. Mm-hmm. Diba ang Pilipinas ay isa sa biodiversity hotspots?
Exactly.
Tama po ba?
Yes. And that area, the fact that we're on the northwestern part of the Philippines makes us even more strategic because we're fronting the West Philippine Sea, diba? So, it's nice to be able to do this work here in Bulinaw. But eventually, I think our students, once they're trained, can also expand their horizons and work all over the Philippines. At least yun yung isa sa mga goals namin sa MSI. Yung parang ma-replicate nga yung pwede namin gawin sa Bulinaw all over the Philippines.
Ang MSI po ba ay nagbibigay ng bachelor's degree?
No, we're actually just a graduate. So we have master's students and PhDs. Yun yung aming intake.
Pero sa ngayon po ba, masasabi niyo po ba na malaki yung population o maliit pa rin para sa population ng Pilipinas ang mga marine scientists?
Konti pa rin. I think just imagine how much coastline and water we have around. No? So konti pa rin, and a lot of them maybe go out and don't come back because they're so good. I mean, di ba? So we need more, and we need them to stay. We need them to apply their talents locally. So, we try.
Parang katulad ng mga physicist, ang mga marine scientist ay one in a million. Talaga. So, thank you very much po talaga para sa isang oras ng usapan tungkol sa Bulinaw Marine Laboratory Training and Extension Program ng UP Marine Science Institute. Thank you very much po, Dr. Cecilia Cunaco, ang kasalukuyan nitong Deputy Director. Mapapakinggan tayo ulit sa susunod na Martes.
Every 12 to 1 o'clock.
Dito yan sa DZUP 1602. Susunod na ang Salam Radio sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Maraming salamat sa isang tanghaling puno ng diskusyon ng mga serbisyong pangkomunidad mula sa Universidad ng Pilipinas para sa Universidad ng Pilipinas. Kasamang UP Office of the Vice Chancellor for Community Affairs at DZUP 1602, kasali ka sa Radyo Ble at your service.